Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermuller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermuller. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball four. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seeds bunts towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to second with Larry covering, to double up Trosky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to first and picks off Pitlock. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Averill moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Trosky moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Seeds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. Com goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Solters. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermueller covering, for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-2 in the game. Solters hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Werber reaches second base with a double. Cecil moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Knickerbocker scores. Averill moves to second. One out. It's 7-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seeds scores. Com moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hudlin strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 5 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Soltis moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.